7:30 on the Voice of Fairfield in Westchester Counties, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. The Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met yesterday into last night. Joining me on the line, Director of P&Z, Pat LaRoe. Good morning, Pat. Glad to join you. How you doing?
Good morning, Tony. I'm great. Thank you.
All right. Give us the rundown of the meeting.
Sure. So first on our agenda was two applications related to the Dorothy Hamill rink replacement within Eugene Morlot Park. This has been obviously a discussion on the commission for a few meetings. The commission was postponing the decision on the preliminary site plan to just, you know, organize their thoughts and consider all the facts and the record that they've had. The municipal improvement doesn't have the ability to pause. It had to stay open, so that's why it was lingering. And that was, both of those were discussed last night. Ultimately, the commission approved the municipal improvement and site plan, preliminary site plan 4-1. There's a number of conditions and things that the commission would like to see as part of the analysis for the final site plan, particularly having the location of the rink mapped out or staked, as they say, on the field so that they have an idea of the exact approximate size comparatively to the existing and where the siting is going to go, and just having maybe a better visual of where the new rink might be going if successful. So that's the general sense. So again, this is a preliminary site plan. We are not anywhere near shovels in the ground. There is a lot more work that needs to get done by DPW and all the other boards that need to approve the expenditures to build the new rink. So, you know, we're closer, but, you know, to a new design, but not necessarily, you know, imminent. So that was the first item in the agenda. Item number three was postponed. The Catholic Diocese at 35 Parsonage, that application we did not discuss. Back again was Nightingale Veterinary Partners. They're looking to operate out of a location at 100 Putnam Green, right on the corner of Western Junior Highway and West Putnam Avenue. It is a sort of a boutique veterinary eye surgery hospital suite. There was a sewer issue with any old building. Sometimes the sewer infrastructure needs to get updated, and the applicant was working to understand what needed to get done. They had addressed that and came back to the commission, and that was approved 5-0. Number five on the agenda was Mason Street Partners. This is an affordable housing mixed-use project at the bottom of Mason Street, former Honda dealership. This is the resubmission after the commission denied the original application in August, closed in August, voted on in September. There's still a number of issues. The applicant has been working with the commission to address concerns, and there's been tweaks of the plan, and there's still a lack of understanding about how comparable the units are compared from the below market to the market rate. Which is a mandate of the state statutes. There's also a lot of concern about how the project as a mixed use actually legally can veto or void our local zoning. There is nothing in the regulations for 830G that says non-commercial is a permitted use, but it also says it's not a prohibited use. So it's a unique application. A lot of legal opinions and discussions about law being had. The commission, understanding that this probably wasn't going to get addressed last night, scheduled another meeting because by state statutes for this type of application, we need to be done with it by the 20th of December. So they're going to hold another meeting next Tuesday. So we have one more meeting this month, unfortunately, but it's necessary given the statutory requirements here. So left open. And will be discussed probably for the last time in this current format on the 17th. 5-6, Havemeyer, DFC Havemeyer is the Armory redevelopment. This is a 6-unit condo going up with renovations to the Armory building and the related shed behind it. The applicant left the item open from an earlier meeting to address traffic and engineering issues. There is still some outstanding engineering issues and a little bit on the traffic related to moving traffic signals for the new driveway that would exit out onto Havemeyer. Applicant thinks that they've done all the work that they need to do. Commission wants to talk to staff about what has been done. So they've closed the application because they needed to statutorily, and they will be voting on that on the 17th. So no decision on that. Item number 7 and 8 were postponed. That's 5 Brook Ridge. Number 9 was Brunswick School, and they were coming in to make improvements to their baseball field bleachers and some sidewalk paths at their facility on King Street. As a non-residential use, it's a special permit, so these small increases still need to go to the commission, but not necessarily a major activity going on up there. So that was talked about last night. Commission was happy with the plans. There will be no lighting and some of the other things that they typically look for to make sure that there's no impacts to the neighborhood, and the commission approved that 5-0. Last items, Greenwich American, were postponed and not discussed. So those will be likely on a meeting in January, given that there's outstanding work that needs to get done and will not be ready for the 17th. So sort of a shorter agenda, but still a lot of talking. So and that was the end of our meeting.
All right. And so, yes, you will have another meeting next week. Give us a, you know, kind of a reverberation.
Sure.
Is that a word, reverberation? I don't know.
I like it.
Regurgitation, yeah. Maybe?
It can be both. Tony, yeah, we're going to have another meeting on the 17th. The only item right now that will be discussed as an open item is going to be the Mason Street development. There will be a decision, like I said, on the Armory building, and those will be the only two sort of actionable items on the agenda. But that'll be the only show.
All right, good. And now on Hamel Rink, was there there have been concerns from neighbors? Was that expressed at last night's meeting, or was it?
Was I mean, we had one member of the commission who did not vote in favor of the design. There's a lot of I don't want to say frustration negatively, but there's just a lot of opinions about what the best solution would be, and sort of where the focus has been on the design and if it's actually the commission. I will say this is they're looking for a better park, right? And the ultimate outcome, they're not looking for just the best ice skating facility, right? It can't be at the detriment of the park itself or for any other facility that it may go into. So that was discussed. You know, the commission is looking very much to strike the balance and make sure that when we're messing around and fixing up town facilities, that the overall outcome is a net positive and not, again, a short shrift to something else that the community needs and is entitled to.
All right, Pat. Well, we'll get you one more time before the end of the year. So,
Tony, I talk to you more than my mother now. So this is good to hear you. But hopefully this will be the last time. Next time will be the last time before the new year.
I don't like to hear that. Check in with Mom.
Yes.
All right, take care.
All right, bye, Tony.
That's Pat LaRoe, Director of P&Z, Town of Greenwich, on last night's P&Z meeting.